This fall's midterm elections seem mostly to focus on congressional battles. In the Senate, Republicans must keep all their seats and gain just one more to retake control. Over in the House of Representatives, a Democratic pickup of 7 seats would elevate Richard Gephardt to Speaker. There's been less attention paid to gubernatorial races, but there are 36 state contests, and these campaigns may actually be the real story of the 2002 elections. Here with us to talk about this year's battle for the governor's houses is NPR political editor Ken Rudin. Ken, why are these state campaigns so important?
Well, as you say, most of the coverage has been on House and Senate races, and the reason that the coverage has been on that specifically is because they will determine how President Bush fares with his agenda. But if you look at some of the last few presidents, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, they all came from the ranks of governorships. So in a sense, we could be looking at a future president here. Another reason the governor race is so important is just the numbers alone. Of the 36 races at stake in the fall, 23 are held by Republicans, and of those 23 governors, 12 are either term-limited or retiring. So this gives Democrats a tremendous opportunity to make gains. I'm not in the predictions business, and I don't know what's going to happen, who's going to control the House and Senate, but I think it's a fair prediction to say that Democrats are going to make major gains in the races for governor.
So will this reflect in any way on the Bush presidency?
There's no question that whatever happens in a midterm election will be interpreted as a plus or a minus on President Bush. That's always true about a midterm election, whoever's in the White House. But having said that, I think there's less of a connection between the president and races for governor. Most of those contests will be determined, decided on the state of the economy and whether the incumbent is running for re-election again. The fact that Republicans have 23 governorships at stake compared to only 11 for the Democrats means that the Republicans obviously have a lot more to lose, and they likely will lose more. In states like Michigan, where you have a long-term incumbent, John Engler, he is term limited, cannot run again. In Pennsylvania, another term-limited governor, Tom Ridge, who also couldn't run again, decided to leave Harrisburg and join the Bush administration. And in places like Illinois and Massachusetts, Republican governors are leaving because either they're a scandal-tarred or their poll numbers are in the toilet. So in all these states, Republicans have been in office for 8 years or more, and Democrats have a clear shot at winning. And if Republicans lose states like Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, it will rob President Bush of an ally when he campaigns for re-election in 2004.
Currently, there are 5 female and no African-American governors. Are these numbers going to change?
There are 2 strong black candidates running for governor. Jim Hill is a former state treasurer in Oregon. Carl McCall is the current state controller in New York. But both have tough primaries ahead, and so it's too soon to see whether the numbers of black governors will change. I think it's safe to say that we will see more women elected this year than ever before. There are 5 women governors now, the most ever at one time. But Jane Swift is leaving in Massachusetts. Jane D. Hull is term limited in Arizona. And Governor Jean Shaheen is running for the Senate in New Hampshire. So that leaves just 2. But women have strong shots at winning in Maryland, Michigan, Arizona, and Kansas, all Democrats, by the way. There's also Hawaii, where a Republican woman has a good chance of ending 4 decades of Democratic rule. And we shouldn't count out women in states like Alaska, Rhode Island, Minnesota, Oregon, even Florida, where Janet Reno currently leads in the Democratic field. There very well could be a record number of women governors after November.
But Ken, why has it taken women so long to catch up in the races for governor when they've done so well winning more and more elections in races for the House and Senate?
That's a good question. I think a lot of the voters see governors as chief executives of corporations and therefore as white men. But as women have moved up the political ladder, they've become lieutenant governors, state attorney general, state treasurers, their political stock has risen, and they've been seen as just as qualified as men. And a lot of it is timing, too. Just like in 1992, the so-called Year of the Woman, when a lot of women ran for the Senate and the House following the Anita Hill hearing and did so well, a lot of women who are running statewide now are coming at a time when many state governors are either term-limited or retiring. And a lot of these women, thus, are in the right position at the right time. So many of these women have paid their dues, run for higher office, and hope to get their just rewards.
Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Corva.